Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to the June 2022 edition of Wireside Chat, Pulp and Paper Radio International's monthly show offering insights into the pulp and paper industry worldwide. I am Helen Rausch, Executive Vice President of Paprietello Publications, and I am joined by Steve Rausch and Jim Thompson. I was struck by an article that appeared in Nip Impressions on June the 8th. It concerned a California startup called Gaddick striking a deal with Georgia-Pacific and parent Koch Industries to supply autonomous delivery trucks for B2B deliveries. Steve, what's the story?
Well, this is a trial in the Dallas-Fort Worth area whereby Georgia-Pacific's and other Koch Industries products will be delivered to 34 Dallas-Fort Worth Sam's Clubs locations around the clock, 7 days per week. The routes chosen are middle mile in the delivery chain, going from one party's warehouses, in this case Georgia-Pacific's, to retail stores.
So, Jim, how in the world does this work?
Well, first, these are relatively small box trucks, so we are not talking about tractor trailers or anything like that. Second, the routes are predetermined and fixed until changed. Third, the routes are driven for up to 6 weeks before they become officially functional. And finally, for a while, human beings will be sitting behind the wheel, although Gaddick promises the drivers will be eliminated in a few months.
We'll be back after this message for further perspective.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
And we're back. Steve, what's the background on Gaddick?
Gaddick is located in Palo Alto with a second location in Toronto, Canada. It was founded in 2017 by folks from the autonomous technology industry. The company is focused on what it calls the middle mile, that is, deliveries between warehouses or between warehouses and major retail stores.
What's the technology, Jim?
Now, this is just my interpretation, but to me it is something like Roomba, the robotic vacuum cleaner, negotiating amongst a bunch of dogs, cats, and furniture. The trucks are loaded with tons of optical cameras and other sensors to help prevent collisions with other moving and stationary objects. This is all backed up by appropriate software and redundancy to make sure safety is always first. The beauty of this sort of technology is the logic remains the same, no matter the size of the movable object or the distance traveled. Hence my comparison to Roomba, or in my own experience, my Husqvarna auto mower. The only drawback with that is I spend time in my yard watching it work.
Steve, who are Gaddick's other customers?
Appropriately, the Gaddick management team made the trek to Bentonville, Arkansas, and signed up Walmart early on. A technology company itself with many middle-mile applications, that was a smart move on the part of the Gaddick management team. They are now fully driverless in the Bentonville region. In Canada, they have paired up with Loblaw, Canada's largest grocery store owner.
This looks like it will work, and it's not just pie in the sky.
I have to agree with you, Helen. It appears these folks have carefully selected a business path, a short-haul delivery needs, and it will likely succeed. It is sort of like when we started linking computers together to form the Internet. First, there were telephone modems, then we moved to direct wired systems, and now wireless Wi-Fi. start with baby steps.
It is smart that they are starting with the low-speed short-haul scenarios. No doubt such technology will one day be routine for tractor trailers at interstate speeds, but that's not the place to start. Great thinking on the part of Gaddick.
Well, guys, thanks for reporting on another great innovation now coming to the pulp and paper industry. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Jim. If you would like to contribute, we would love to hear from you. You can reach me by email at Helen, H-E-L-E-N, dot Roush, R-O-U-S-H, at iPulpMedia.com. Wireside Chat is a production of Pulp and Paper Radio International. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.